This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Now, see, Tatiana was supposed to be at this hour. But because we are good, we just take the miscues and turn it into a radio show. So, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At tacticalholsters.com, when you go to the website, if you need a chest rig, they sell it. If you need a belt, they sell it. If you need a belt configured, they have them. Any kind of holster you're looking for, tactical, outside the waistband, inside the waistband, any method to carry a magazine known to man, and thousands of combinations, and that is what makes them different. TacticalHolsters.com. Now then, the left right now is sort of ecstatic that a judge in Hawaii has taken it upon himself to write the immigration policy for the entire country. And that policy is that, well, here in these United States, we don't have the right to tell anyone that they can't live in America unless they're Christians, and that we got enough of those, and we don't want the ones we got, and the other ones can keep out. So the goal of the left is for the poor of the world to have a constitutional right to come here whenever they want, in whatever numbers they want, and go wherever they want. One thing I can't help but notice, however, is that the third worlders aren't moving into the leftists' neighborhoods. After nearly 1 million Rwandans were murdered by other Rwandans in 1994, our government asked itself, why not bring more of this fascinating Rwandan culture to America? 10,000 of them poured in. So far, we know that nearly 400 of them have been convicted in the United States of lying on visa applications about their role in the genocide. And that's precisely why we have to tighten our belt. Massive international investigations don't come cheap. Almost every immigration case is a con. Something we find out every time there's a San Bernardino shooting and half the family turns out to have scammed our immigration officials. 100% of the humanitarian cases are frauds. Earlier this month, Rwanda's Gervais Gambwa was convicted of lying on his immigration application by claiming he had been a victim of the 1994 genocide. In fact, he was one of the perpetrators of the 1994 genocide, even featured in Rwandan newspaper articles as a leader of the genocide. For most of the last two decades, he has been living in Iowa with his wife and eight children in a house built by Habitat for Humanity. Because, you know, there's no Americans that need any houses, so he got one. And he came to the authorities' attention a couple of years ago by setting that house on fire after a domestic dispute, then filing a fraudulent $75,000 insurance claim. Whenever I get upset because, you know, I'm wanting to do Netflix and chill and I can't find something new, I set my house on fire too. Yeah, I do it all the time. Another Rwandan genocidalist living in America was featured in Adios America. Her name was Beatrice Munyanyizi. I'm not kidding. Munyenyezi, that's her name, granted refugee status as an alleged victim of the genocide, even though she too had helped orchestrate it. Munyenyezi was living safely in Kenya when she applied for a refugee visa to America. The welfare is way better here, you know. And luckily for us, she had a chronic medical condition that required constant attention from a New Hampshire hospital. Hashim Mohammed Haddad arrived in the U.S. on a tourist visa, then immediately applied for asylum on the grounds that he'd been persecuted in Egypt for being a member of an Islamic terrorist group. You know, if you're a member of a noted Islamic terrorist group, that cannot be used to block you to coming from to America. Thanks to Barney Frank's 1999 amendment to the Immigration and Nationality Act, because the left love this country so very, very much. If, however, you are a talented neurosurgeon from Switzerland, you are disqualified. Hadayat's refugee application wasn't denied until he'd already been living here for 3 years. When he was called in for a visa overstay hearing, he didn't show up and the INS didn't even bother looking for him. After allowing Hadayat to mill about America for another year, our government granted him permanent residency and a work permit. Okay. On the 4th of July, following the 9/11 attack, Hadayat shot up the El Al ticket counter at the Los Angeles International Airport. I guess maybe those Egyptians were right when they were labeling him. As bodies were being cleared away from the ticket counter, including Hadayat's, his wife blamed America for the attack, denying her husband had anything to do with it. She explained, "He's a victim of injustice. In America, they hate Islam and Arabs after September 11th. At least the immigrants are grateful, right? Immigration bureaucrats are so determined to transform America without anyone seeing what they're doing that they initially refused to release Hadayat's file to congressional investigators in order to protect his privacy. Now, you know, anybody could miss Egypt designating someone a terrorist. And maybe the INS test for Rwandan refugee is, would this person be able to convince Rolling Stone magazine that Haven Monahan raped her? How about Rasmea Youssef Ode? She waltzed into America after having been convicted and imprisoned in Israel for a supermarket bombing that left two Hebrew University students dead, and also for the attempted bombing of the British consulate in Israel. She was released in a prisoner exchange, whereupon Ode made a beeline for the U.S. Now, she wasn't subjected to the Inquisition-like vetting accorded the humanitarian cases like the Boston Marathon bombers, you know, that warned us. You know, we were warned by Russia, of all people. Hadayat, we were warned by Egypt, or the blind sheik, same, warned by Egypt. How did the immigration authorities miss a conviction for bombing in Israel, though? How shallow a vetting does that show up on? Apart from the terrorism and the welfare and the fraud, what great things did any of them do for our country? Gamboa was a custodian at the Cedar Rapids Community School District in Iowa. That's evidently a job no American would ever do. Munyenyezi had a job as an advocate for refugees, just one of the many jobs being created by immigrants. Hadayat ran a failing limousine service and was $10,000 in debt. Ode was an unemployed waitress and a Palestinian grievance activist. Recently, she's been very heavily involved in anti-Trump, anti-white male protests because who doesn't like the incessant third world unrest? In 1960, 75% of the foreign-born in America were from Europe. Today, only 10% are. More than a third of all post-Teddy Kennedy Act immigrants, just like the wretched humanitarian cases, don't even have a high school diploma. What is the case for this? What's the justification for this? How's this making America better? It isn't. It's making it more dangerous. And it's causing things. And yeah, Trump was right. We can't afford to do this anymore. This is full on crazy, folks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
quality, modularity, a warranty unlike anything you've ever seen. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. One of the things that I see in media, whenever it is about a company that brings you an ensemble cast, they're always looking for the next new thing. Okay, the next big thing. The next novelty act, if you will. And for some reason that escapes me, conservatives always seem to get really excited when you have a moderately articulate post-puberty pundit that shows up. They need to be photogenic. They need to parrot some sort of simulacrum of conservative doctrine. And then you discover what they don't have, which is experience, which is something that cannot be taught. This is not a criticism of young people. It's a criticism of us grown-ups who are always, you know, the youth movement, while great, is fleeting. These young people will be our age in the blink of an eye. You and I, that, you know, if you're in your 50s like I was, I remember so clearly graduation day from high school. I remember getting my Camaro when I was 17 years old. I remember this just like it was yesterday. So, reality is that when we go after something like this, when we're looking for that novelty, it ends up biting us on the jeb. We need to dispense with these cute kid conservative novelty acts and understand that our ideology, unlike the leftists, is not based on feelings or preferences, but is drawn from a wisdom and understanding of human nature that comes only by living the life. This is not to say that young people should sit down and shut up. They have a very valuable insight that we need to hear, especially from worlds they uniquely inhabit, like colleges or the company-level military. Sometimes they have done in-depth study and reporting on specific issues, including writing books. And that's earned expertise, not some knack for viral ranting. And that's not what we're talking about here. It's our own fault for letting them represent us to the world. Maybe we do it because they flatter us by offering a dim reflection of what we believe, of what we used to be, of the way we used to look, the way we used to sound. But when they recite conservative chapter and verse for us, that's all they're doing. It's not based upon anything that they've experienced. They've been taught this. They believe it, but they don't know why. It's not ingrained. It's not seared into them through study and experience. It's a stunt. This is one of several reasons that we on the conservative side need to stop putting them out there. It's because most conservatives have a youthful leftist phase, and the kid who delights us today by mimicking our views will likely take a misguided off-ramp or two along the road to adulthood. In 2009 at CPAC, 13-year-old Jonathan Crone, he wowed them with a collection of cliches that would have been utterly unremarkable had it come from someone not wearing Superman underoos. Someone even published his book, Defining Conservatism. The adolescent's 3-star rated definition of conservatism is currently lurking at about number 2,605,952 on Amazon. And he has turned to the left now, if you care. Then there was C.J. Pearson. He was the teen sensation who liked conservatism, then hated conservatism because of racism, then decided he liked Trump. And it's been a few months, so he's probably morphed into something else. He may be at the next hashtag the resistance rally, wearing a genital beanie and screaming about patriarchy. Which brings us to our latest, Tommy Lahren, whose media profile, social and otherwise, exploded in large part to her popular video rants. Lots of people listen to her say unremarkably conservative stuff in a fairly aggressive way, but the fact that she is on camera all over the place obscures the fact that she has yet to mature as a conservative thinker. She recently decided, or, you know, I talked about this last night on The View, that she is now pro-choice. But not to worry, she assured America that she's still a constitutional, you know. She got suspended from her gig after calling her audience hypocrites, which some life experience might have taught her was a very poor idea. And here's another thing that she tweeted. And is it ever the kind of sentiment perfectly suited for a venue as fundamentally unserious as Twitter? She tweeted, I speak my truth. If you don't like it, tough. I will always be honest and stand in my truth. Here's my truth. That's about the dumbest combination of words strung together by an alleged conservative I've had the misfortune to encounter since Jeb Bush decided to compassionate consplain to us about illegal aliens and their acts of love. Or as a millennial might say, OMG, with a, you know, the upside down smile. My truth. How much of a non-conservative notion can that be? My truth. My truth sounds like the kind of self-affirming nonsense she likely got out of a lower division UNLV gender studies seminar. I do love the part where she's going to steadfastly defend the dumb, no matter how many people warn her that, hey, that's super dumb. I assume that's what stand in my truth means. How deep is your truth anyway? Like whatever. You're going to keep fighting the power. For me, there's nothing more tiresome nowadays than the millennials' certitude in their claims of moral superiority when combined with their hilariously pretentious posturing as stalwart defenders of their very unprincipled principles. They stand against some onrushing charge of imagined haters. So move over, Jews at Masada and Brits at Rourke's Drift. Here's Tommy Lahren courageously defending her truth. Where's her parade? I don't know. If you want snowflakery, it doesn't get much snowflakier. We will continue this with this when we get back. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, everything you can imagine. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I'm talking about this need that we seem to have as conservatives to find somebody new, somebody cool, to pass our message out. Like, we can't do it ourselves. Now, I'm not trying to be... Well, yeah, actually, I am. Here we have a snowflake, Tommy Lahren, who I defended yesterday. Now, listen, this is the thing about this. The reason Tommy Lahren blew up was because Glenn Beck put her out there. You don't take somebody that is that young, make them a pundit, give them the platform, and then not expect them to mess up. They don't have the experience to be able to handle that. So the snowflake here, my truth thing, I'm surprised it hadn't come out before this. Being condescending about this is probably the proper response to this kind of silliness. Like the classic distraction, oh, my critics are against me because I'm a girl. Among the millennials' least charming habits is their tendency to attack the motives when they can't deny the substance. But I don't blame the kiddie squads for cashing in on the spotlight. If I was 24 again and somebody offered me a boatload of cash and a gig, I'd go and do it as best I could. When I was 24, I was a soldier. I was in Germany during the height of the Cold War when we thought the Soviets were going to come over the hill and kill us all within 72 hours. And we just wanted to be able to hold the European landmass until our rescuers from the American mainland came and destroyed all the Ruskies. That's not quite like when you're a TV star where everyone tells you how awesome you are. And that lack of pushback against your bad ideas is hardly conducive to developing anything except a personal ideology that makes your thoughts and feels the foundation of your ideological paradigm. You know, hence Lauren's John McCainian Maverick approach that treats conservative tenets like just another entree at the all-you-can-eat cafeteria of principles. She says, I have moderate, conservative, and libertarian views. I am human. I will never apologize to anyone for being an independent thinker. So take that, all of you monsters out there. Demanding that Tommy Lauren apologize for being an independent thinker. That deserves a whole lot of whatevers, you know. And because being an independent thinker is the absolute opposite of being someone who has learned and tested and embraced an ideology over time. You're either conservative or you're something else. And if you identify as something else this week, own it. Could you? Because conservakids who can merely rant a good rant cannot be the voice of the conservative movement and still have it be conservative. We're not a bunch of Rossian liberals suffering under the delusion that children have some sort of shortcut to wisdom denied to those with actual life experience and the knowledge gained over time. The leaders of our movement should not be cute kids who are merely reading off of a script that they have not yet lived. All of these young people coming up that have these tendencies, I wish them nothing but success. Tommy Lauren is not a bad person. She is a young person. But I am not now, nor have I ever been interested in anything she has to say. I see this in every walk of life. I see this in the gun industry, where they're always looking for somebody new. Tommy can come back in a decade and we'll look at what she's all about when she's lived a little, rethought her recent rethink regarding killing babies, and maybe then I might listen to something she has to say, but not likely. She's going to have to capture my imagination. Because in another decade, I will have another decade under my belt. And I will have more wisdom behind me. So, let's not get too caught up in this stuff. I think I have time to get into this. The Ontario government in Canada is asking police chiefs across the province to ask their officers to stop wearing assault gloves. They're talking about the Oakley SI assault gloves. I have a pair of these. They're not issued by police departments, but they're worn by officers who purchase them. They feature a reinforced material, much like a bicycle or motorcycle glove. They're very good at keeping heat off of your hands, like grabbing a hot muzzle device. Well, a guy that had been groping women in a coffee shop in Canada ran when the police came up there. He resisted arrest, so force was necessary. In other words, he put up a fight, so they had to fight him. Witnesses say one officer used a baton while the other officer, Constable Daniel Montsian, delivered 2 to 3 blows with a fist to this guy's head. He fell unconscious and died in the hospital. And he was wearing a pair of Oakley SI assault gloves at the time of the arrest. Montsian now faces charges of manslaughter, aggravated assault, and assault with a weapon, which were laid last week by Ontario's police watchdog, the Special Investigations Unit. The assault gloves are central to Montsian's assault with a weapon charge. Police groups and I are we're a little confused as to how reinforced gloves can be considered weapons. The reason you would wear a glove like this, right? The Oakley SI has a big reinforced knuckle guard over the knuckles. This is not actually used to punch people with, although if you're wearing the gloves and you punch them, inevitably you're going to use it. This is to protect your knuckles against an impact. They, you know, they're a form of protection, not as a weapon. Or, you know, they protect your hands when you're gaining entry. There is no specific training in their use because it primarily consists of putting them on your hands and doing what you would do anyway. Officers there don't need approval or permission to wear protective equipment since they're not classified as weapons, but the Special Investigations Unit says that if gloves are classified as weapons, officers will be required to have special training on how to use them. They're also pushing for police training on how to identify mental illness and how to proceed with an arrest when it is detected. I guess those guys in Canada are super cops because I just want them to be able to do the job and stop the bad stuff. And, you know, that's for somebody else to decide. They're not doctors. Well, they shouldn't be doctors. Hey, when we get back, I found out how much Seattle took in their tax efforts on gun sales. It finally got put out, so we'll talk about that when we get back. That's a big ho-hum. This is Lock and Load.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty unlike anything you've ever seen in your life. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Well, we know that Seattle took in less than $200,000 during their first year. This is according to Seattle City Council member Tim Burgess. This was based upon a tax on the sale of firearms and ammunition. Previously, they had kept the revenue information confidential to protect taxpayers' privacy, but in an email sent to the Times, Seattle Times, Burgess wrote, city and state laws prohibit the city from releasing specific tax information when such information is likely to identify specific taxpayers. In this context, we can report that there were approximately 15 potential firearm and ammunition taxpayers in the city for 2016. During its first year, the firearms and ammunition tax payments received by the city were less than $200,000. They're using the tax to support gun violence research at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. But they're not spending the money until a 2015 lawsuit challenging the tax is resolved. Now, Burgess spearheaded the tax, which was adopted by the council in 2015 and took effect January 1st, 2016. When he proposed the tax, he said the city's budget office had estimated it would raise $300,000 to $500,000 a year. Though the money from the tax is not being used, the research it's intended to pay for is moving ahead, with $275,000 that the council allocated for 2016 and 2017 coming out of the city's general fund. Now, I got a couple of questions about this. First things first, what gun violence are we studying? Are we studying Seattle's gun violence? What it boils down to, they decided, and it's going to continue to go down because this is all about what's being sold in the Seattle city limits, and the gun shops in Seattle city limits will move outside the city limits because they have to pay the tax. Now, they could try to mark the guns up, the guns and the ammunition up to cover the tax. Except at every big box store, outside of the city limits, like, say, a sports academy or a Cabela's or a Bass Pro Shop or Gander Mountain. There'll still be Gander Mountains around, yeah. They can buy that without the markup and cheaper than they could probably buy it at a gun shop anyway. By taxing them, they basically made them non-competitive, so to speak. So, as a matter of fact, some of the gun shops that have moved out of town, moved out of the city limits, are reporting better sales this year than they did last year. Or 2016 was better than 2015. So they're not going to raise what they thought they were going to raise. They're going to effectively run the gun shops out of the city. Now, the city's residents, of course, can go outside the city limits to buy a gun. Stupidity on display. Coming off of the Senate hearings on Neil Gorsuch, the Democrats, led by Fine Frankenstein, have made it clear this past Monday in their opening statements that the Second Amendment is in their crosshairs. Nominating Gorsuch to fill the vacancy left by Scalia very succinctly underscores why this election mattered. So Monday's remarks by Feinstein and colleagues Patrick Leahy and Sheldon Whitehouse set things in concrete. Many people, including conservative Democrats in Washington State's Mason and Grays Harbor counties, will justifiably argue that all Democrats shouldn't be judged by the remarks of Feinstein and her Capitol Hill colleagues. Keep that in perspective, if you would, as the Gorsuch hearings continue. The Fox News live blog on Monday's hearing noted Feinstein indicates she will focus on Gorsuch's views on abortion, same-sex marriage, health care rights, and Second Amendment during the hearing. While speaking about the Second Amendment, she warns about originalism and says the founders' intention to make the Constitution a framework intended to evolve as our country evolves. LifeZet.com also noted Feinstein, long an advocate of strict gun control, said the Supreme Court will have ultimate say on efforts by the extremist NRA to allow use of military-style rifles. Breitbart.com supplied a C-SPAN 2 clip in which Feinstein noted that it is the Supreme Court that will have the final word whether the NRA and other extreme organizations will be able to block common-sense gun regulations, including those that keep military-style assault weapons off our streets. Now, many conservative gun owners will argue that the left insists that the Constitution is a living document rather than a legal document, and that is always the case with the Second Amendment, which Scalia defined in detail in the 2008 Heller ruling. When Leahy had the microphone, according to Fox, he slammed Republicans for obstructing President Obama's nominee last year, said that was an extraordinary blockade, and he called it unprecedented, except they did it first. Before Joe Biden was Vice President Joe Biden, when he was Senator Joe Biden, he did it to Bush when Bush had 18 months left in office. Subsequently, White House rambled off a list of 5-4 decisions by the High Court, and he characterized the two Second Amendment cases as beneficial to the firearms industry. He says that those findings of fact were factually wrong. And he said that the Roberts Court, he describes them as a delivery service. So this November election brought many Second Amendment activists out of lethargy into the political fray, and given a choice between Trump and Clinton and the Supreme Court nominations they would offer, gun owners went with Trump in key states, giving him the Electoral College and the White House. This week's hearings on Gorsuch, better than any other example, this is why it was of utmost importance to gun rights. Hillary Clinton would have tried to have done it with executive fiat. Then she would have stacked the Supreme Court. And then she would have tried to push through other things. And when that didn't work out, she would say, well, I've got a pen, and I've got a phone, and I guess I'll have to go around Congress to get things done for the American people. When the American people overwhelmingly don't actually care if they get gun control or not. Overwhelmingly. So this is an interesting time, without a doubt. We'll have more on Feinstein in the next hour, but it's interesting because they're not even putting up any pretense as to being constitutional anymore. Not even a little bit. It used to be that there was a little bit of pretense to that, but not no more. And they're going to continue to come at us. They're going to continue to try to obstruct. And the sooner McConnell goes ahead and goes thermonuclear, because rest assured, if McConnell doesn't do it, Senate Majority Leader Schumer, and everybody should be gasping at me saying this, but that will come about one day. If he survives, Senate Majority Leader Schumer will dispense with that. The 60-vote rule will be gone the first time the Democrats take the lead, unless the Republicans get rid of it first and we get some good stuff done. Because one thing that I have learned watching politicians work, I'll answer that in the next hour, Iowa. One thing I've learned watching politicians operate is that they don't know how to take something off the books once they put it on the books. They'll try to work their way around it or ignore it, but they don't know how to take it off the books. They sure don't. So, but we'll continue on with these hearings when we get back in the next hour. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
There was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.